What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And today, joining us here in studio, probably for the final time, Cyril Swedland, Jamestown Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism. Cyril, welcome to our show.
Warren, you know what? I still remember that cold winter day when you rolled into my office and this woman was in tow, and she was said, "Hey, Cyril, I want you to meet our new news director, Warren Abrahamson." And this little kid, you were a little kid.
I was little, yeah.
What a great run this has been, Warren. Sure. All these years of you and I talking about different events and things. I remember one of our first years together, I said, "Hey, can we do a weekly show? And every week I'm going to bring you a different topic and a different person." And I think that was a one and done. It was a one and done. We didn't do that again. It was fun, but we only did that once. Anyway.
Cyril, obviously, as we said, going into those final weeks in that role, it was announced, I think, just the beginning of August that you would be stepping away. The transition would begin. Jamestown Tourism would be looking for a new executive director. You're very much in kind of this reflective period. You know, what did I get accomplished? And you find that there was quite a few things you had your hands in.
Yeah. I mean, you look around town and, you know, our goal in this work was to do what Jamestown needed to do, right? I mean, I think when we, the board of directors and then our tourism office set forth almost 10 years ago and started this relationship together, it was really about what did Jamestown need in that chapter. And, in this last 10 years, I think I'm really nostalgic about all the projects. You know, I tell people, we are well positioned as a community on the interstate with this story about the American bison to really engage just a high percentage of visitors coming to North Dakota. But the challenge is, what does that mean to engage them? And what are those experiences that we're pointing to? And so early on, we realized like we needed to make those experiences better and broader. And, one of my first wins, Warren, was sitting with the National Buffalo Museum. And I remember them just being really, the pride that board shared and the staff had for the responsibility of telling that story. But the museum itself, like it was strong, but you had to know the story. And so I said, hey, let's do this little video project. And I remember Ilana Zinos had just taken over the leadership role. And, we started working on this video project, and it became apparent that, if you're going to build this beautiful, orientation video, you need to have a space to put it in. Well, you can't make the space that you put it in the nicest space in the building. And so suddenly the whole facility gets remodeled. Yeah. And their admissions go from, they almost double in the course of a year. And, it became really apparent then that we are positioned, right? This all is going to make sense, but we have to make those experiences better.
So you come into Jamestown, North Dakota. I think you come from Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
From Minnesota. Concordia. Yeah.
Alumni relations and event planning. Yep. Yeah.
Like you said, your first win, maybe National Buffalo Museum, but when you get to Jamestown, is your work cut out for you? Are you looking for projects? Are you like, maybe we need to do this in order to grow? I mean, a lot of that happens over 10 years, of course.
You hear those common themes over and over and over. People want more signs to get places, and people want to know what's going on, and people want, and there's this sense of like, there are these challenges, and everybody can identify the challenges, but the solutions aren't obvious. And being an outsider, that was the best gift, right? Because I could look at some of those things from a real outside perspective and begin to assess them. And one of them was, man, I never know what's going on. So, real early on, I remember talking to our board of directors, and I remember I said, boy, the community needs a calendar. And they all rolled their eyes,
Sure.
Well, of course we need a calendar. We've got six of them already. And then I think the point was we had tackled that challenge in the past with moderate success. And, when we started working with different stakeholder groups in the community to think about how JamestownCalendar.com might come online, there was a lot of criticism. But I think the point is, 8 years later, that tool still continues to be a real widely accepted way at which to get your information out. Yeah. And I think the point in that, Warren, is we have agencies like yours to thank, right? There are two sides of the puzzle, right? It became apparent we have those who have something to say, and then we have people who need to know what those things are so they can tell others, right? And again, partnerships with the radio station here and other media outlets in town, and just getting agencies to say, this is worth doing. It was a long road, but it wasn't about just building a website. It was about building a culture and getting people excited and embraced around the idea of what this could be.
I remember being a part of that, sir.
You
had me invited on there. We were talking about, here's what we do at News Dakota. here's maybe what you can take. And yeah. I mean, it was just that really great partnership. But now, like I said, Jamestown Calendar hopefully continues to grow. People continue to use that. Cyril Swedlin, again, Jamestown Tourism Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It, kind of reflecting on some of these projects. Cyril, the list kind of goes on and on. Talking Trails, the site work you've done around the community, Frontier Village, you know, you leave kind of that behind. Yeah. Is it a little bittersweet, obviously, kind of like having your name on some of these projects like that, and now somebody else will get to take that and maybe even take credit for that?
You know, I think for me, I think that's an interesting way to think of it. I think for me, like, what I've been reflecting on is, you know, this idea that no matter how many years pass, that I always feel connected to this community by virtue of those things. And, you know, as I drive by, you know, the full Monty and look at that big buffalo on the side, I remember calling Monty himself and saying, how come we got no alley art in this town? And he said, let's do a project. And, you know, it was just really fun. And once in a while, I'm on Facebook and I see the courthouse post, a note about their escape room. And that was before the other escape room was coming online. Yeah. And we thought, well, what would it look like if we had an escape room? And again, you know, these are all just really fun, crazy things. And what's just so interesting to me along the way, Warren, is people were up for it, right? You know, I mean, I think that's, you know, being an outsider was always tricky in the sense that you may have a good idea, but that doesn't mean that we can trust you to execute on it the way we would need it to happen for our community. But, you know, all those experiments, all those ideas, they all required a local person and a partnership. And we were really, really, really blessed to have a bunch of people who said yes. We had a bunch of people who said, I'm not interested too, right? But I mean, the ones that were excited to do something always outweighed the ones that weren't. And it's been a really fun run. So
yeah, well, and you know, being reflective about it, obviously you do that in the final weeks, of course, and we know your move is to Minnesota. We're excited for you. Let's talk about the future of tourism though, right? Now you have an executive director role. I know the board has been addressed with that. What are next steps for tourism? Does it continue to roll without you behind the helm? Kind of what's the work that's happening right there?
Yeah, I mean, in a real selfish way, I'll just say, like, you know, when you put your heart and soul into something, you want to know that somebody else is going to meet that sort of same passion. And, you know, I don't know that that's fair for us to assume that. But, you know, I think in the same breath, we want, you know, we want the best for Jamestown. And I think, you know, the goal of our office right now and the board of directors is to position the organization and then whoever that will be to take over the helm, yeah. You know, to be as successful as possible. And a couple of things are happening. I think I can say, you know, my role will continue to I'll continue in some sort of consulting role for a short period of time, just to make sure that, you know, the knowledge that, you know, we have garnered from this last 10 years and those projects that have been started, you know, they can meet their full capacity to be successful. So I'm excited to, you know, be connected for a little longer and you know, that sort of transitional capacity. But I think the other piece, and it isn't public yet, but I think we're going to have to rethink the nature of what Jamestown Tours has been and what it could be. And I've been telling folks in this community, just because we've done it this way, right, the way that, you know, the mission and the nature of these projects and visitor experience, that doesn't mean that that is going to be the next chapter of tourism. I think, you know, CVBs across the state, around the region, across the nation, their job is to tell a story. Their job is to invite people to the community and say, there's really cool things here and here's how you can do them. And we need to get back to that. I think that is really at our core who we are and what we need to do. I still think we'll support sites and experiences and ways to keep people in Jamestown longer. We've got some really nice tools with our grants. And we've really found that, you know, the knowledge of who the visitor is often that gap that a lot of these volunteer agencies, that's what they need. And so I think we can still be really successful in that capacity. But I think we're going to have to share our resources strategically and creatively in order to create new ways to execute, because it's just like everything everybody is doing, right? Sure. We have to think creatively to do more with less. And that's, I know people are tired of hearing that, but that's the reality. And I'm really excited. And some of these preliminary conversations that will become public in the weeks to come, for what that might mean. Sure. And I'm really excited for this agency, looking forward. And again, this next chapter, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. And I would be lying if I didn't say I'm going to be sad that I won't be a part of it.
Sure.
I really will be.
Sure. So again, Cyril Swedlin, saying farewell in that Jamestown Tourism Executive Director role. Anything else, Cyril? Any words of wisdom? Anything you want to leave us with? Obviously, always supporting JamestownCalendar.com. anything you'd want to leave our listeners with?
You know, I just would say what was so important to me was that trust. And I think over those years, we've worked that out as from an outsider perspective. And you're going to have that same trust relationship with a new person. And just know that, you know, people who come to this community always want the best for it. And figuring out a way to learn what that looks like and have those conversations so that you know that everybody is really doing the same thing. You know, sure. But we have to do it together in a way that makes sense for the nature of the resources that are available. And that just takes time. That just takes time. And it takes a willingness to pick up the phone or send an email or grab a cup of coffee. I mean, that communication and the way in which we interact, that's everything. So I wish that new person well. And I'd say to the community at whole, like, it's going to be different, but it's going to be fantastic. So
awesome. Well, sir, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much for 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Of work. Unbelievable. So, Cyril, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Warren. Thanks.